Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
The Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association is proud of the performances by Oklahoma FFA members at the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Oklahoma FFA members were standout performers in the National Chorus and Band, and Emily Kennedy of Edmond FFA is the 2016 National Speech Champion in the FFA Creed, while Garber's Tyler Snythman became the 10th Oklahoman named as the Star Farmer of America. FFA, transforming lives in a powerful way. To learn more about Oklahoma FFA, go to okffa.org.
The cattle future today were mixed here. We were down 2.5 to close the November at 126.95. Now January will become the front month. It was 124.90, down 42. March up 7.5 at 121.12. Live cattle are 20 to 45 higher across the board. So really good, strong movement there. Yesterday's cash trade was all the way from about 103.5 up to 110. So a really wide range. And as the day went on, the market continued to get to add strength to it. We are up against some levels here that some are considering resistance levels and some moving averages. Of course, we're above them, but as the market gets higher, it becomes oversold. And there's a lot of farmers that are buying stalker cattle to put on wheat that are trying to hedge here at these levels. And so there's a little bit of producer sell pressure adding to the resistance here. If you look at the March, this is the highest we've been since the end of September. And at this point, we're about $4 above the 50-day moving average. We're not quite above RSI. It's not quite above 75. It's at 71.25. But it is reaching levels that are considered to be maybe a touch on the overbought side. Box beef at midday was 182.51, down 9 on choice, 167.36, down 34 on the select. That's on 89 loads trading.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets higher. We were 3 higher in the corn, about 4 to 4.5 to 5 higher in the soybeans. And then wheat continues to impress, even though we've got a really good stand at this point on the wheat in the southern plains. It was up about 5 to 6 cents in the Kansas City, up 6 to 6.5 in the Chicago. This morning's export numbers were 598,000 metric tons of wheat, right in the range of 400 to 600 expected. Corn was 1.661 million metric tons. We were looking for 900 to 1.2. And then soybeans ended up 1.418 million metric tons. We were looking for 1.2 to 1.5. So exports weren't all that great here. They were pretty much neutral across the board. Outside factors, bonds are down 108 today at 153.25. The Dow Jones up 5, 18,838. U.S. dollar index continues to move higher. It's up 47 at 100.91. That's the highest level that I can remember seeing in the last several years. And then crude oil about unchanged, down 30 cents at 45.21. Natural gas futures down 7.6 cents, 268.80. Overall, it was a good day for agriculture. Tomorrow, we will wrap the week up with the on-feed report after the close at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.